This is HPR episode 2656 entitled, Explaining the Controls on My Amateur HF Radio Part 2, and is part of the series, HAM Radio, QSK. It is hosted by Mr. X, and is about 14 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, in this episode I cover the mode and frequency selection controls of my Kenwood TS-940s.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello and welcome, Hacker Public Radio audience. My name is Mr. X, and welcome to this podcast. HPR is a community-led podcast provided by the community for the community. That means you can contribute too. I'm sure you must have something interesting you could contribute. Just pick up a microphone and just hit record. I'm sure you must have something interesting to say. We'd all love to hear it. If each listener produced one show a year, we'd have more shows than we know what to do with. Why don't you give it a go? This is the second part of my series on the controls of my HF transceiver, the Kenwood TS-940S. I originally recorded it in one go, but it was too long, so I decided just to kind of split it up to multiple sections, and Ken always loves this because it means you get to multiple shows for the price of one. So and it also stops you getting too bored when I ramble on too much. This second part covers the mode and frequency control section of the radio. This is the middle section in the front panel. So we'll start off from there. Sit back and enjoy. The middle section is to do with modes. So the radio there's 6 modes that you can that the radio can operate in. And in fact, I'm going to turn the radio on, and it's currently sitting in LSB. Lower sideband. In fact, the radio actually announces a CW ident for each mode. So if I go, that's U for USB. But I'll go back to that's L for LSB. So if you were a blind operator, you could quite successfully operate this radio, because every control does one thing. You're not going to hidden menus and such like. And also, it's got this lovely function where if you push this, there's a button here, it announces the frequency. So
7.16000.
So there you go. So ideal radio if you had trouble with your sight or whatever. So that's LSB lower sideband. It's one of the modes you can use. I'm not going to cover these in any detail, but that's one mode you can use, and it tends to be the mode that if I'm ever transmitting on the radio, it's the mode I use, because that's the mode you should be using on 7 megahertz, which is on the 40 meter band, which is predominantly where I operate when I, on the rare occasion I do these days. So you've got lower sideband. So of course you've also got upper sideband. Da da da. That's U. That's CW. No, da 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 da. Let's just see. There you go. Da 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 da. That's C. CW. Can't do CW. Even though I know some of the letters in the alphabet. Probably 80% of them, I would say, but not all of them, which is a bit of a nuisance. The next one is AM, or amplitude modulation, and I know A is da-da, so it'll be da-da, watch. Da-da, there you go. AM. And the next one is FM. Well, this is interesting, FM. So F is da-da-da-dit, dit-dit-da-dit, so it's let's see how that goes. There you go. FM, frequency modulation. And the final mode is FSK, frequency shift keying. And since that also starts with an F, I wonder what letter it's going to do. Maybe I'll do an S. Let's see. Da-da-dit. K. I had to stop and think about that. What's a da-da-dit? Is that K? It is, da-da-dit. Yes, I think it is. It isn't S, because S is da-da-dit. And it isn't F, which is da-da-da-dit. So it must be K. Da-da-da. Da-da-da-dit. Oh, well, there you go. Anyway, that's FSK. But I'll put it back to LSB. There we go. And next to that is a tuning knob, the main tuning knob. It's a lovely big weighted control, not sure, 3 or 4 inches in diameter, something like that. I've not got a measuring tape here. It's got a lovely, as I say, it's got a nice weight feel to it. I guess it's trying to emulate the old, you used to get the old radios with the, a scale that was had frequencies printed on it. And there was a needle, and as you turned it, you'd like to see them in old radios, and the needle would move along the scale give you an approximation of what frequency we're on. Obviously, being a much more modern radio, it's got a digital readout and gives you a precise frequency readout. I haven't actually covered the display. I guess I better do that in a minute, but. Next to that, the tuning knob, there's on the right hand side of the tuning knob there's a row of buttons called function. And again, I've just found a button here, I can't remember what that does. T-F set. I'm afraid I'm going to have to pass on that one. I'm not sure what T-F set is. It's a button I do not use. The button below that is A/B, and that's a very handy button. I know what T-F is. I wonder if it's transmit frequency set. We'll get back to that in a minute. So the A/B, you've basically got to. That's for split for it's got two VFOs, a VFO variable frequency oscillator. So it's basically just where the radio is listening. It's a bit like you can set a frequency on VFO A. Let's say we're listening to 7.2, and then we switch to VFO B and tune that to 7.1. And then just by hitting that button, we can quickly switch between 2 and 1. So we could be listening to a conversation in one frequency and another conversation on the other frequency without upsetting each of them. You think that's not that useful. What's the point in that? Well, where it becomes very, very handy is, let's say you're having a conversation with a fellow amateur, and they say, oh, there's a lot of noise on this frequency, and I say, oh well, yes, I'll go off and see if I can find a quiet frequency. So you grab the control, you turn it around, and you go, oh, there's a quiet bit. Oh, where was I? Did I write that frequency down? Heck. Jimmy, are you there? Hello, Jimmy, are you there? And you keep turning up and can't work out where the heck you came from. So what you do there is you say, I'll go and find a clear frequency, Jimmy. And then you hit a button called A equals B. And then whatever frequency, let me just check how this works now. I might have this wrong way around. 7176. Yes, whatever frequency you're sitting on just now, whether you're, it doesn't matter whether you're on A or B, but whatever VFO you're on, the other VFO is instantly switched to that frequency, if that makes sense. So if I'm sitting on 7.2 and I say to Jimmy, Jimmy, I'll go and find a frequency. It doesn't matter what VFO I'm on, I don't even think about it. I just hit A equals B. In fact, A equals B, and it means both VFOs are at the exact same frequency. And then after doing that, I just turn the dial to find a clear bit of frequency. So, oh, that's clear. And then I can hit the A slash B button, and it flips to the other VFO. It doesn't matter which one it is. I'll just switch back to the other one because it'll remain where it was sitting at. And because I made them both the same when I started, it'll go back to the point where I was talking to to Jimmy. And I'll say, oh, Jimmy, right, there's a clear frequency on. And then I realize I'd forgotten to write it down. And I hit the button AB and I take a note of the frequency, go back to wherever I was and say, right, it's on 7.162 or something. Hit the AB button and I immediately jump to that frequency. So it's a great way of moving from the current frequency you're sitting at and then instantly jumping back to where you started. As long as you remember, of course, before you move off, to hit the A equals B key. So basically, the A equals B key makes the other VFO, whichever it happens to be, the same as the one that you're currently listening to, if that makes sense. Maybe that's more makes more sense. So I use though the A slash B and the A equals B key quite a lot, and it's very handy indeed. And with some of the modern radios, you've got to go into menus to access these sort of things. So it's much, much easier when you've got a single button that does that. So I just stab the A equals B key and then spin the dial and then hit the A slash B key to come back to where I was. It's really, really useful. So that was the A slash B key. Below that is a key called split. And that allows you to set your transmit frequency to one allows radio to go into split mode. And then I think using the T-F key, you set the transmit frequency to one frequency. And then when you let the button go, it goes to a different frequency and receive. Never used that button, but I'm guessing that's what it does. That's split. Below the split key is the A equals B, which I've previously described. Below that is F dot lock, which is frequency lock. And that's I have used it because you might be listening to a good conversation. Stab that key, and it doesn't matter what you do with the radio, it just rock solid stays on that frequency, doesn't move, doesn't budge. And finally, my favorite key in the whole radio, the voice key.
7.176 97.
It's marvelous. So there you go. That's all the controls to do with mode and tuning the frequency and whatnot. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I'll leave it at that. I don't think I've got anything else to say. Hope I haven't bored you too much. If you want to contact me, I can be contacted at Mr. X at HPR at googlemail.com. That's MRX AT HPR. The at symbol, googlemail.com. So until next time, thank you and goodbye.
Listen.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.